Hello, art friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
And I'm sure you're looking at this and saying, did I come to the wrong channel?
I know. Here we're going back to kindergarten.
Yeah. And so we were making a video that felt really important, and then we got shut down by the powers that be. So we've switched and we're trying other techniques and other technology to get this up after going through a meditation to get some clarity on what the situation is that's going on. And so this term came through to Cindy.
I know the information comes through in really strange ways. It's just you know, it can be visions, or, you know, it could be telling me, remember this game you played when you were a child, and round robin popped up. And I thought that was curious. So.
Yeah, it was curious. And going in a little deeper, we got some clarity. And basically, Cindy was, you could say that she was remote viewing some of the meetings of the power structure on the planet, you know, those CONTROOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOOO cover some, but I'm not going to show the links because I'm thinking this triggers something in the AI. And I want to obviously cover some topics that are very, very important to what's going on, but ultimately it's all about it's about creating a certain atmosphere at this point in time. That's part of what we got. So, you know, right now you had mugshots circulating of many key figures in the 45 admin. We saw Rudy G, we saw Jenna E, we've seen others as well as Sydney P with their mugshots. And of course, 45 heading that way too. There have been people lined up around Fulton County, JAIL, and you have the police in riot gear there as well, just in case anything's going to happen. Barriers being put up. This is all a drama, and there's a lot of people out on the streets with flags and, you know, showing their quote-unquote patriotism. And, you know, again, the thing to realize is, you know, as I see two people go ahead and shaking hands, that's beautiful. Shake hands, hug, love on each other. Let us realize that really all we're watching is one big drama. This is General Hospital. This is Days of Our Lives. This is whatever other soap opera type thing you want to bring up. These beings, they play games with humanity. They play games. Okay, well, thank you there. They play games with human lives and animal lives and, you know, the lives of everything on this planet. And in fact, this is a game to them. And in fact, what they just had a meeting about was about a round robin. This is their terms. This is their code name that they're using for this time period. And, you know, there's many events that might look like they're major events, and in some ways they are, but they're really just markers of time. So what we see right now going on, it's all about keeping humanity divided. So humans are always fighting humans, always at conflict with humans, always arguing with other humans, always getting attacked by other humans, that we don't look above or below or, you know, again, within. It's all part of the bigger picture. Really, there couldn't be anything clearer than when you look at Genesis 11. You know, we can't have them united. We cannot have them united. Let us make sure that they are divided. Well, there was a Chinese nuclear sub that crashes near disputed waters around Taiwan. This could certainly be one of those triggering events. Could this be another Lusitania? Could this be, you know, some other event that's going to trigger repercussions? Absolutely. Did it even happen? Maybe, maybe not. It doesn't matter. No. It doesn't matter if it happened or not, because if they say it happened, it just simply puts it into the minds of everybody that it happened, and then we expect there to be repercussions.
I think that's a really important point to make. You know, it's like if the media says it happened, then it happened, and they're going to start doing things based on what the media has said, what the media has determined. And we all need to keep in mind that this is a huge drama. And to what degree do you want to be involved in this drama? You know, these people here, so many people want to be involved in it in such a high degree that they're going to get their red hats and their red shirts, and they're going to go down and talk to other people and wave flags. And that's the degree that they want to be involved in the drama. I think that to me, that I find that to be not my thing. I don't want to insult anybody. That's not something that I want to do, but we all have choices and decisions to make.
So reports are emerging the Chinese submarine crashed near the disputed Taiwan Strait, sparking a major incident. And there's been nonstop war gaming going on and everything. Now, they say the accident killed everyone on board. And, you know, this is a very expensive piece of equipment. Again, it doesn't matter if it did or it didn't. It's just another thing. So what do we have? We have, you know, the 45 and his cabinet, basically, or many of them, being mugshotted, right? This is causing that left-right... venom, anger. They just want you seething about this. Meanwhile, you have China and Taiwan. Then we could look over, before we go over to the other area, we could look at Fukushima, where they just released water, you know, radioactive water, so they say, into the Pacific. And they even warned us against mutant animals. So what are they going to do? Release Godzilla?
You know, it could be something carrying on, because I did see, you know, in deep meditation, I did see something like that, this big old dragon thing coming up and out of the water. You know, like I said, a lot of these things are a little bit cartoonish, but they kind of have to be, but they're also very, very symbolic. So yes, they did show me a Godzilla like creature coming up out of the water, going into a big city like area that looked, you know, very smoggy, but the towers are really big. I can't say which city it was, or is this another thing that might be happening to a bigger city? I'm not sure, but that's what came.
But she saw gray polluted areas that really, yes, felt like it was China, honestly, and massive destruction.
Yes, yes, that's the thing. It's the destruction of this giant animal here. And, you know, here we have, this definitely is not a good thing.
Now, the animal, the monster, could be symbolic. And, you know, my immediate thought was, is this in some way, you know, Mother Nature striking back as a response to the toxic waters? It could be something else that they have planned. Again, it all goes together. You know, one thing I do want to share too, and well, let's go over to this first. Let's talk about Prigozhin, right? So we have the leader of Wagner Group, supposedly, you know, shot down and no longer with us. We got that he's still alive, you know, but they're saying he's dead. And then there's even reports saying that some of the bodies that have been recovered from the plane are missing heads, like people were executed and then put in the plane and then the plane was shot down or something. Are they trying to give us that impression? You know, this is, again, an illusion. It is General Hospital, Days of Our Lives, One Light to Live, Guiding Light, or, you know, whatever other drama you want to label it. This is what's going on. It's an illusion. They sit down at tables and discuss these things. They discuss and they brainstorm. Okay, so in a corporate world scenario, if we were going to look at this from a corporate way, what they're doing is brainstorming, and they're coming up with ideas. Now, round robin, you know, I found a couple of things that were interesting. Disadvantages of round robin: decreases comprehension. Well, they don't want us knowing what's going on. creates anxiety. That is what Cindy got is the number one thing they want to do right now is create anxiety. So they're making it look like everything is falling off a precipice. Now, does that mean nothing's going to fall off a precipice? Are we not going to have a WW3? No, it doesn't mean that they're not going to go ahead and start the war. They will start the war. That's part of their plan. But again, it's all about the fear. It's all about the luge. It's all about being able to institute a new power structure, a new way of doing things. Loses children's attention, more corrections, less fluency. Yeah, they want our lives disrupted. They want our attention being pulled over here. No, look over here. No, look over here. Did you see this? Did you see that? Oh my God, we're all going to melt with the climate change. And then the next thing you know, whoa, there's a hurricane coming in. Did you see that earthquake? But that plane went down. No, it was assassination. But World War III. But there's a new virus, a new plague. You know, they got us going in circles. And it is creating anxiety. And in people that have compromised immune systems, which the majority of this world has compromised immune systems, it's going to manifest as disease, which eventually, left unchecked, leads to, you know, fewer people.
And ultimately, whether you really believe in these things or not, it is going to affect all of us because we have family members that are in the system that are still, you know, not really privy to what's going on, and we're going to be affected. So I think it's really important. We need to find our grounding right now. We need to communicate right now. We need to work close to home and close to the heart right now. Stay centered, because this is what they want. They want us off our center. They want us really just, you know, worried out there, grabbing at straws, you know, creating anxiety for ourselves and others. And let's just not give them that.
No. And, you know, many of us, I think the majority of people are seeing that technology seems to be acting worse instead of better. And, you know, there's round robins in many different things, including obviously the IT business. And what is a major event is going to be that hiccup. And the hiccup is major. The hiccup is something we've talked about in the past, and that's going to give them the opportunity to change things. So they've told us ahead of time, get ready for 6 months, maybe 6 months without anything. You know, it probably won't be that long a period in time in the majority of the countries around the world. It may be 6 months for us in the U.S. It may be 6 months for all the NATO countries and the U.S. allied countries, because the power structure there in all these nations is going to completely change. Yet, in reality, it is changing around the world. And the other reality is the fact that, you know, these people, they enjoy the game. They really enjoy the game. The one thing you can say about the reptilian energies that are controlling the puppets is that they enjoy a good sport, is the way they view it. Think in terms of everything we saw with the gladiators and everything that went on in the Roman Colosseum. For sport, you know, they would pit humans against lions and lions against packs of dogs and all this. It was just entertainment for them. Well, sending humans off to fight wars against other humans is just entertainment for them.
They give all of the tools necessary. They give all the funding necessary. And then they let the information play out the way, however, it's going to play out. And then there's many levels. This round robin word that came up, it's a code word of some kind. There's a lot to this word round robin. And I do believe there's layers to it. And I think, like, it's this ultimate game that's going to be played out in huge, huge ways. But yeah, that was the word that came up. So got us curious. And you can see here, you know, how does weighted round robin work? Well, it's all over the place, this thing.
Yeah, and the blip that we're talking about is the grid going down for a period of time. They won't let it stay down for long. And it may not go down in all areas. I don't think it will go down in all areas, but I do think, you know, where there's to be the most change, it's going to go down. And it'll allow them the time to go ahead and sort of think of it as changing your servers, changing the whole operating system and putting the new one in and then rebooting it, the new one up. And there you go. That is your reset. And it will happen as a result of this blip that's coming. And the blip will probably be, it'll be timed with the war. And the war, you know, again, one of the things when she was getting this round robin, I was getting red, and then I was feeling Alois Ermeiler, and I was getting this strange thing about, look at the red robin on the tree branch, loaded with red leaves in the Bavarian woods in October. And so, you know, I do think October is going to be the key month. And again, she was getting that, they are going to utilize the energies of the eclipse, this eclipse in October, the eclipse in April of 2024. They will capitalize on that. So again, we should capitalize on those energies too and put out our intent. You know, make it a daily routine, like when you're doing your prayers, your meditation, whatever you do. Just put it out there that humanity awakens, that the control system completely will be exposed, and you know that we will not have to go down that dark route, because again, it's all a matter of waking up the masses. So come January 1st, BRICS is going to expand greatly, and in fact, with the addition of Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Iran, it'll end up controlling 80% of the world's oil production. So again, oil is a key component when your weapons of war, you know, run on petroleum derivatives. And so again, this is all about making sure one side has extreme advantages. As you know, we know this is all scripted. This is the fighter taking a dive. You know, when we talked about Prigozhin and the fact that, you know, he's not really dead, but they are saying he's dead, at least at this point. They may or may not have them pop up later. Again, none of it matters. It's all about utilizing things to their advantage. You know, Alois Ermeiler spoke of three assassinations. And so is this perhaps one of those three apparent? And it could be apparent assassinations. Because again, he's watching the news. He's watching what people are talking about. He's watching just what we're watching. And is it real or is it not, is the question. But it's after the third one that the war starts immediately. And again, these timelines can and do change. You know, it's fascinating too that they are finding more and more blue items in Maui. Just blue, no other colors. I mean, as far as that seem to be unscathed, not totally burnt to a crisp. Blue shirts, blue clothing. How could blue clothing possibly not burn to a crisp? It doesn't make any sense unless, you know, again, we know, we talked about this over on Patreon and Clarity. Look for more wildfires developing. There was a big one in southwest Louisiana on an island out there. It was Tiger Island that was on fire, 14,000 acres, evacuations there. The middle of the country is drying out really quick right now with this high pressure system that's baking everything. Saudi Arabia was lit up. I mean, they had storms blow vehicles over. They had rain sweep things away. Again, this is the desert, but you know, these are these times. These atrocities that we're seeing, all the geoengineering, you know, it's going on the BRIC side. It's going on the NATO side. Again, it's all about creating the loosh, the energy, and also they literally view this as fun. And meanwhile, you have all these stores that are being ransacked, especially in California. Nordstrom Rack in Riverside, another victim in Southern California's battle with flash robberies. there's been all sorts of random acts of chaos and shootings and just people not acting like they're in their right mind because they're not in their right minds. They might not even be in control of their own bodies.
No, and that's very, very true. There's a lot going on there, but then there's also people who are gathering together to simply create chaos for a purpose that maybe they believe in, and they think that somehow they're making positive change when really we cannot give one another grief. We need to be kind, and we need to help one another through this. They're really counting on our desire to hurt the other person, trying to make a point. So they're counting on our egos clashing is what they're counting on.
And we have robo taxis making a lot of enemies in San Francisco as you know, just the technology is just going on and on and on and upward. And you know, I had a lot of visions in 83 and 84, and 84 was the first one I saw with what I would think to be WW number 3, but I also saw some a little bit earlier that were just technology I couldn't understand, and now I could understand it. Cars that drive, you know, by themselves, drones, all sorts of craziness. You know, this is all part of what they're herding us into. So when we look to the round robin, you know, it is interesting because you can see a written petition, memorial, or protest to which signatures are affixed in a circle so as not to indicate who signed first. A statement signed by several persons, something sent in turn to members of a group that each of whom signs and forwards it sometime after comment. A tournament in which every contestant meets every other contestant in turn. And, you know, it was another vision too, is she was seeing them sitting at a table.
Yeah.
They were all sitting at a table, and she saw 45 sitting at a table. 46 was there. Trudeau was there. They were all there, you know. So this is part of that illusion again. And I am so happy to see, you know, again, most of the people that watch our videos day in, day out, it's 99% the same people. Thank God somebody's awake, because you guys are.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it does help, you know, to work together and support one another. But that's the other thing that I saw. I sure saw all of these ones that are supposedly against others. They were all at the table together, like it was nothing.
Yeah, again, and a lot of them, she doesn't necessarily know the names, but then she recognized some of them as an African delegation to the UN. And as well as the Chinese delegation, and then of course some people stood out like 45, 46 Trudeau.
Right, because they all kind of wear their regalia. They all kind of dress up in their thing.
And then the meditation finished up with both of us seeing the same thing, which is a dragon figure rising. And again, this could be reference to that other vision of the monster coming out of the sea and wrecking things. Because ultimately, you know, this is what Satan is. Satan is AI. The adversary is AI. And it's not a human-built AI. No, it was built by the beings that we would call the Draco, who are reptilian and who are overshadowing our leaders. The Emerald Tablets of Thoth talk about how they will not be able to hold their form in these last days. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there was another Hollywood starlet female that, you know, was pictured with her boyfriend, and her whole neck was looking like the guy from the Pfizer CEO. It looked a lot like Kamala's neck. Yeah, does everybody have some sort of bullfrog syndrome going on?
Well, they are truly having trouble holding their form. The overshadowing is becoming so powerful and so strong that it's actually showing up in the 3D. So this is what all of this means right now.
So yeah, right now we are at a marker time, and there are significant events that are being done, such as, you know, Prigozhin's plane going down, the Chinese sub, 45 and all the mugshots. These are time markers, and this is communication going on amongst themselves in many ways. Some of them will meet face to face, other ones will not necessarily meet face to face, but they can read what's happening by what's happening in the news. And so, you know, we've talked about it before. When you look, oh, 33 people killed. Yeah. You see things like, oh, we found 111 bodies. These are all codes. They're all codes. They're all purposeful direction. And they tell people what to expect next or to go ahead and start your part in all this. So this was interesting. So hopefully this will work as we were able to speak a little bit more open, yet we're just showing cartoon dragons.
Indeed.
As always, guys, thanks for your support. Come and join us over on Patreon. Unique videos that go up there. There was a new one up today as well. Very important item, too, about the food supply. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.